Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a 1 cent share price or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So quite a good week in the ASX market. It's down slightly for the day today. So let's go through the daily statistics. And again, this is for Friday, the 24th of July, 2020. So volume is down from yesterday. It's at 1.38 billion today, and that's down from 1.50 billion yesterday. The amount of ASX resource stocks traded today, there was 507. That's down slightly from 515 yesterday. Of the 507 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, the average volume was 2.7 million, and that's down from 2.9 million yesterday. The average gain was still a positive today. It was at 0.75%, and that's down from 2.17% yesterday. And with the 507 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there was 189 with a gain. That's down from 229 yesterday. There's 115 with no gain. That's down from 133 from yesterday. And there's 198 with a loss. And that's crept up from 153 yesterday. So let's now look at the very positive for the day, and that is the top five best performing ASX resource stocks, and they were: at number one we have New Energy Minerals Limited, ASX code NXE. It had a percentage gain of 50% today. At number two we have Berkeley Energia Limited, ASX code BKY. It had a percentage gain of 36.59% today. At number three, we have Magnus Energy Technologies Limited, ASX code MNS. It had a percentage gain of 32.35% today. And at equal number 4/5 is Energex Limited, ASX code ENX. It had a percentage gain of 25%, as did Redstone Resources Limited, ASX code RDS. Also 25%. So that completes the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. So let's move on to the best performing commodities for today. And they were gold, graphite, copper and nickel. So again, this week has been a good range of commodities that are performing well, which is great for the market. The highest traded stock today was Energex Limited, ASX code ENX, and 10.74% of the company was traded today. The best performing project locations today were Lachlan Fold Belt, which is located predominantly in New South Wales, but also Queensland and Victoria in Australia. Fraser Range and Murchison District also performing well. And those locations are both located in Western Australia. So some strong activity and good gains in those project areas today. Let's look at the top 20 best performing stocks today and their spend over the last 12 months, the percentage of staff admin versus project spend. So the average for the top 20 today is 53%. And that's up significantly from 45 yesterday. So in effect, that means 53% on average of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today spend 53% on staff admin and an average of 43% on projects. 47% on projects. My mistake there. Let's move on to the ERP statistics. There was 139 ASX resource stocks traded today that have use an ERP software solution, and that's down from 145 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is at a loss today, and that's at minus 0.32%, and that's down from a positive 0.64% yesterday. Our volume is also down today with ERP. There was 433 plus million in volume, and that's down from 472 yesterday. Only one of the top 20 best, with the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today using ERP, there's only one that use an ERP in the top 20 today. So that concludes the daily podcast. We will save the overview of the best performing stock for the weekly overview. So let's start the weekly overview. And again, it's for week ending Friday, the 24th of July, 2020. Let's start with the weekly volume. It finished at just over 6.9 billion, and that's down slightly from 7.1 billion last week. There were 561 ASX resource stocks traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up slightly from 558. Of the 561 ASX resource stocks that traded this week, the average volume was 12.4 million, and that's down slightly from 12.8 million last week. This is a very impressive stat. The average gain this week for the 561 stocks is 7.01% average, and that's up significantly from 2.83% last week. And let's look at the breakdown of the 561 ASX resource stocks this week. There were 347 with a gain. I think that's a weekly record from memory. That's a huge positive. And that's up significantly from 220 with gains last week. There was 58 with no gain. That's down from 76 last week. And there's 152 with a loss. And that's down significantly from 208 last week. So some great statistics this week from the positive average percentage gain, and also with the high number of companies that had a gain this week. So that's great news and great for the market. Let's continue the good news with the weekly results. Let's look at the best performing top five ASX resource stocks for the week, and they were: at number one was Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL, and it had a huge percentage gain of 233.33% this week, and I think that was predominantly from Thursday's activity, which it was the best performing stock on that particular day. So a huge congrats to all holders of TKL, that it's a huge percentage gain for the week. At number two, we have Magnus Energy Technologies, ASX code MNS, and it had a percentage gain of 73.08% for the week. At number three, we have Energex Limited, ASX code ENX, and it had a percentage gain of 66.67% for the week. At number four, we have La Capa Diamond Company Limited, ASX code LOM. It had a percentage gain of 56.52% this week. And rounding off at number five is Alexia Petroleum Limited, ASX code EXR, and it had a percentage gain of 56.25% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing stocks for this week. A huge congrats for Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL, with its 233.33% gain. So a strong week this week. Now let's move on to the commodities. And the best performing commodities this week were gold, lead, nickel, copper, silver, oil and gas. So a great range of commodities across the board there that were successful in activity and trading this week with positive gains. The highest traded stock this week was Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL, and 30.46% of the company was traded this week. The best performing project locations this week were Pilbara Gold, which was located in Western Australia, but also Lachlan Fold Belt, which is located in New South Wales, predominantly Queensland and also Victoria, all in Australia as well. So let's look at the 12 months of spend, the percentage of staff admin versus project spend for the last 12 months. And this reflects the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And it's a high 57.23%, and that's up slightly from 56.53% last week. So effectively that means the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks this week, they spend an average of 57.23% on staff admin, leaving just over 52% spent on projects in the last 12 months. So that's a high percentage spent on staff admin. Let's look at the weekly stats for the ERP stocks. And there was 147 ASX resource stocks traded this week that use an ERP software solution, same number as last week. There was an average gain this week of 4.81%, and that's up significantly from 0.38% last week. Volume is also up this week to 2.384 billion, and that's up from 2.073 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks this week, two of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's finish off today's podcast with an overview of the best performing stock for the week, which was Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL. And we'll start with an overview of their projects. They have a range of projects all in exploration, and they're throughout Queensland and Western Australia. They predominantly have zinc and lead, but a whole range of other commodities also involved in their projects, including copper, nickel, gold, cobalt, and a range of other, silver as well, but a range of, there could be up to about 20 commodities in their projects. Let's look at their project spend for the last 12 months, and they've spent $749,000 on projects and $455,000 on staff admin. That equates to, over the last 12 months, 37.79% spent on staff admin. So that's a good signal, leaving a high approximately 62%+ spent on projects in the last 12 months. And that's about where you want the percentage, somewhere around 40% or lower spent on staff admin of the money available, leaving the majority of the money available spent on projects. So that's a good sign. Let's look at their bank balance. They currently have $265,000 in the bank, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raises. As far as their market cap, they have a market cap of just over $12 million with just over $400 million shares on offer. And at the beginning of the year, their share price started at 0.07 of a cent, and it's now, as of close of trade today, up to 3 cents. So that's a huge gain for all shareholders and great for the company and the market. So congrats to holders of this stock, obviously being Tracker Resources, ASX code TKL. We will now look at the top 20 shareholders, and this also includes the directors of the company. Now, as far as the directors, they own in excess of 20% of the company, so that's a great signal there. And as far as the top 20 shareholders, they own approximately... So the top 20 shareholding is sitting around 60%, which obviously includes the director's holding. So that's a fantastic top 20 percentage, and very loyal, obviously, top 20 there. So again, congrats to all holders of Tracker Resources Limited, ASX code TKL. That now concludes our daily MacCorp Daily / weekly podcast for week ending Friday, the 24th of July, 2020. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and feedback from the ASX resource market this week with our podcast. And if there's any things you'd like us to discuss, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, listeners. Enjoy your evening and have a great weekend. Good night.